Another day in Asia in the Cretaceous. I can't believe I've been out here for a few weeks. Can you, George? I didn't think so. This is just crazy. Wait a minute. Is this thing on? I guess it is. Can't believe it still works after a few weeks of recording. But so, my name is Henry. This podcast is called Dino Discovery. And let me just refresh you on the last time I recorded something. I went to Asia in the Cretaceous to get some dinoconut fruits to stock Discovery Island with. Then I made friends with a velociraptor named Violet. Say hi, Violet. And then me, George, and Ficus all got chased by an Alioramus, and now we're in a cave that we've made kind of our base, and we're trying to survive, and we've been threatened by that same Alioramus ever since. I even gave it a name, Aggressive Al, or just Al for short. So here we are. I also made the mistake of not bringing my Dunkleosteus armor with me to protect me. Also, I think I might have forgotten to mention this, because this is a very important detail. I forgot the path to my time machine. So yeah, this is gonna be tricky. Well, first thing I'm gonna do is I'm going to try to get some dinoconuts. I found a dinoconut grove somewhere over there. The only problem is, Aggressive Al is guarding it, because he's a very smart Alioramus, and he knows we'll come back there. Which is why I have spent a lot of time creating reinforcements to my friend's natural weapons. Well, it's mostly for claws, like for Ficus and for Violet. I made, like, these, rock gloves that strengthen their claws. George's leg is still injured, so we can't take him with us. But I should take Ficus and Violet, because they've got the special reinforcements. I just want to be really careful. Luckily, I've also taken some leaves to make footpads for us to make us extra stealthy. I bet you couldn't hear it, but I was just walking on the hard rock of the cave. Now, opening the boulder door. I have to deal with that struggle every time I open it. Come on, Ficus and Violet. George, you stay here. Alright, let's go. So, again, you can't hear it, but we are walking through the mountain, down the hill, and to the grove. What? That sounded like an Alioramus. There's Aggressive Al. Wait, Al is sleeping. Alright, just sneak past him really quietly. Whoops, I stepped on a twig. He woke up. Oh no. You better run! Alright. Since I'm running so fast and so hard, you can hear my steps a little more. Also, Violet is a natural speedy. I have a lot of experience with this sort of thing, and Ficus, well, he doesn't have a lot of running experience. But either way, run! Oh boy, Al is coming at us. There's a dinoconut. Just grabbing it off the tree and I got a dinoconut! It's kind of green and longer than a normal coconut. That's interesting. Oh wait, I just forgot. Al is trying to kill us. Run! Again! Back up the mountain! Wait, Violet is running down the mountain right at Aggressive Al. Why is she doing that? She's now on Al's face and attacking him from there. Ooh, Al just used the 5 bumps on his nose and hit Violet with them. This is trouble. Violet, come here! Violet just squawked, no. Take care of yourself, Violet. We'll meet you again! Alright, back to the cave. Back to the cave. Ficus, you with me? Alright, we got here. Now putting the boulders back in place. Okay, well, that was crazy. Violet is now attacking Al by herself, and she's a tiny velociraptor. How can she stand up to a giant Alioramus? This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Bad, I'm telling you. Bad. Ficus, you say you saw something while we were running? Ficus just tried to imitate the sound of the time machine's electricity. That means Ficus saw the time machine! Yes! This is great! Great, great, great! Great, I tell ya! Great! Oh wait, I just forgot that Violet's still out there fighting Al. So, yeah, this is a problem. One that we must solve. Ooh, I know! I'll use the Dinoconut as a shield to protect us against Al. Alright, just moving the boulders out of the way once again. That was a lot of struggle. Again. Now, running out there with the Dinoconut in front of me? Yeah! Al just snapped the Dinoconut in half with his jaws. Wait a minute. There seems to be some kind of white liquid coming down from his jaws. Oh, just like coconuts have coconut water, Dinoconuts must have Dinoconut water. Or do they call it coconut milk? Well, whatever it is, Dinoconuts have it too. Al is slurping it up. He likes it. But wait, Alioramuses are carnivores. Carnivores like Dinoconuts? This is an amazing breakthrough. How is this possible? Wait a minute, where's Violet? Violet ran over to the Dinoconut Grove and is trying to get more Dinoconuts. Violet got one, running over to her, grabbing Dinoconut. Here, Al, catch! Yes, Al is distracted by the Dinoconut water. This is great! Now that he's distracted, we just need a way to transport George. Wait a minute, I have just the right idea. Just grabbing some palm leaves and some twigs. This could take a while. In the meanwhile, I'll both invent this and keep throwing Dinoconuts at Al to distract him. And while you wait, I will play some transition music. Alright, I'm back, and I made kind of a sled thing with vines, too, to pull it. Now, just going up to the cave. George, get in! Alright, you're on the sled. You can sit down now. Let's go! Ficus, pull the sled with me to help George. Alright, we're going! We're down the mountain. Now, pulling up to my time machine. Ah, we're here. Now, just loading it into the garage. I can't believe I finally found my time machine again. It's got some strange moss growing on it. But either way, just loading this into the garage. And now to get in. Oh, Violet. Thank you so much for helping us in this place. Now, bye! Just getting in my time machine. Now just closing the garage door. What was that? Must be hearing things again. Hang on. Why are there strange indents on the floor? Almost as if from claws? Well, Ficus does have claws on his feet, though these are strange, but either way, I'm going back to Discovery Island. By the way, I also loaded George's sled with some Dinoconuts, too. Here we go.